Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 634 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, and Little Skein in the Big Wool. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Event,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
Tour de Fleece,
Knits in Space,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up your chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Genevieve, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
How are you feeling this week, Genevieve?
Pretty good. It's very hot.
Oh, so hot. Mom?
My house is cool because I open up the windows at night and our area cools down at night significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then early in the morning, I close up the house and trap the cool air.
We do something similar, but we also have the air conditioning going because I am going through a very hot time in my life.
Yeah.
So
you also have a glass door that opens towards the backyard, and you have a lot of heat coming in from that window.
Yeah, we get the afternoon sun on that side. So we're working on that. It just is a slow process because it's a something I have to do. Other than that, things are going really, really well. So let's get into our knitting. Alrighty, Genevieve, what have you been working on this week?
Well, I know you can piggyback on...
at least one of these?
Yes. I wound Mom's yarn called Give Peeps a Chance by Oink Pigments.
Thank you very much for winding that. The Give Peeps a Chance is for Genevieve's Pantastic hoodie, and it's basically a top-down set-in-sleeve hoodie, and... it's the main body is done in Give Peeps a Chance, which is the pan flag. Oink Pigments, let me rewind a moment. Oink Pigments does a full line of pride flags.
Spectrum?
Full spectrum of pan, of not pan flags, of pride flags.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the pan flag. So, Genevieve, do you want to talk about how you did the design or the layout of the colors for the sweater?
Sure. So the main body is Gives Peeps a Chance. It's all three colors of the pan flag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the hood, the body, but the sleeves are pink, yellow, blue, right?
Mm-hmm.
The exact colors in the order of the pan flag.
Yep. And the pockets are going to be in Give Peeps a Chance,
yes,
too, right? And then how did you show me how you wanted the layout done?
Well, you gave me a template that had a hood, and it was like the basic hoodie. So I drew a zipper on it. I mean, mm-hmm, it was two lines next to each other.
It's a zipper.
And I drew a yes on the pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did lines to show. So I did boxes on the sleeves to show the order of the color. So I said pink, yellow, blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote all three on the places where I wanted all three done.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I gave it to Mom, and she did most of it.
So this is a great way of letting kids design their own sweaters without having the pressure of drawing the outlines, because it's stressful. You can find outlines for all kinds of things online. I think it's like vector art or something like that. And you can just print it out. And this one had, I think, three views of the same hoodie.
It did.
Yeah.
It had one side, the other side, and the front view. Actually, yes, that's what it looked like.
And I'll link to it in the show notes because it was just something I Googled and printed off the internet. But that way they can, if they're not writing yet, yes, Juno?
That sounds like a sewing thing called a croquis, where you have the outline of the body,
mm-hmm,
and then you color it in.
Jacqueline Cieslak actually linked to a custom croquis website where you can input your measurements,
mm-hmm,
and your croquis is shaped like you.
Yes.
which is brilliant. I'll see if I can find it and link to it in the show notes.
Excellent.
I haven't done it yet, but I want to.
We should.
Yeah.
We have our measurements.
The thing I love about croquis mm-hmm. is that they look like paper dolls.
Mm. Exactly.
And that's so cool. The idea of having a paper doll that looks like me
mm-hmm.
is really, really cool. But I was thinking, for those of us who knit for kids especially, but this works for making things for non-knitters, if you hand them something to color in and make it look like what they want,
it's easier.
Then everyone can envision things exactly the way they want them to be.
Yeah.
And you've got it. I mean, I've been keeping the drawing, the draft, the sketch, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. The sketch.
The design in my knitting bag with the sweater itself. Oh, and the pattern, the actual numbers are coming from Ann Budd's Knitter's Handy Book of Top-Down Sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using the child's set-in sleeve cardigan
mm-hmm.
pullover. I don't know. I'm doing a steek, so it's basically a pullover with a little reverse rib in the middle to indicate where I'm gonna sew and slice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nearly done. I just have to add a couple of inches to the ribbing on that, and then it's the sleeves and a hood, throw in some zipper facings, done.
And excellent. I'm also
going, and pockets.
And I'm gonna piggyback on that.
Oh, but it's Gramsci's turn.
Yes. But I just have to do one.
Okay.
And I knit a few stitches on my Pantastica hoodie. Your turn, Graham.
Yeah, she just picked it up, knit a few stitches, and was like, check.
Excellent. I finished a pair of Vanilla is the New Black socks out of Oink yarn. And then I had Naked Needles. And so I cast on another pair of Vanilla is the New Black in some Deep Stash Regier silk.
Mm-hmm.
So
some fidget goo got stuck on Genevieve's show notes.
Oops.
It's all right. It happens.
Talking about Genevieve, what else have you been doing?
Well, I wound your, I'm pointing at Ramsey.
Yes?
I wound your Oink Pigment Tangy Sock.
Targy Sock, sorry. It's okay. Targy's a kind of sheep.
Paradont yarn?
Paradont. Yes. You gotta say it like a drag queen.
I know you can't piggyback on that, Mom, but...
It's okay. I have other stuff I can talk about.
I can piggyback on
that.
Go
for it.
That might want to be a hat.
Another Musselburgh?
Oh, yay.
Another Musselburgh.
Musselburgh?
Yes. Musselburgh.
It's a whole flotilla of Musselburghs.
Yeah, and it's going to go into my giveaway bin. Genevieve, what else have you been working on?
It's actually Mom's turn. All right. We just went a bit out of order.
Well, I know everyone has been waiting with bated breath to hear if I finished something this week. And you will not be disappointed to find out that I have.
Yay!
I finished the Flying Home. This is the Tux Tank Test Knit. Ooh, say that three times fast. For Einor Burkambayeva in raw silk from Tess Yarns. It's that beautiful citrusy color. That I knit on size zeros. I did the finishing, which was really satisfying and really beautiful. It is currently on my dress form. After we're done recording, I am going to go change into some slightly nicer clothes and doll myself up and take pictures because we're going to an outdoor concert tonight because the theater scene is reopening. So I'm going to take some pictures in my beautiful, freshly finished top there. And it's also blocked. The only thing that's left is the photography and posting.
Hmm.
I need to start weighing my stuff so I can calculate yardage. You know, so yeah. I can let Boston Jen know how much I'm beating her by.
Excellent plan.
It's my turn.
Do you want to do your turn? Okay, go.
So, Gramsci brought two sock weight yarns over.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound both of them. So, the second one is I wound the Oink Pigment Targy Sock.
Mm-hmm.
Ladybug Love yarn.
And it's red and white with specks of black.
Yeah, it has specks of a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's very pretty to look at when you wind it.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is it is totally different from their Mother Knows Best colorway, which I cast on. And so I did the swatch for the Nydia pullover, and it's a test knit for Vanessa Smith Designs.
Hmm.
And I'm knitting that in Oink Pigment. This is a very Oink heavy episode this week. They're not just sponsors. We really like their yarn, which is true.
Well, if we didn't like their yarn,
they wouldn't be 90% of what we're working with.
We wouldn't be advertising.
It's true. It's true. Anyway, so I did the swatch for this test knit, and it's in Mother Knows Best, which is another mom-inspired colorway. So the red specks are from Mommy Dearest, which is your lipstick red that they dyed especially for you. And the funny thing about this colorway is that the other speckles are all of their grays and on cream, which are literally all the colors that my mom buys from them, and they call that Mother Knows Best. Both a play on the song from Tangled and our segment. So it works on all levels. And this test knit is really fun. It's very compelling. It's very potato chippy, which is just, I mean, the most you can ask for, but also the worst, because you just want to keep going and you have other life things you have to do.
How is that a bad thing?
Exactly, right? So I'm really, really enjoying that. The short rowing with the texture pattern is utterly brilliant. And the texture pattern, initially, I was like, ugh, I'm never going to get the feel of this because I have that terrible voice in the back of my head. But it has a really good rhythm. And after like 3 or 4 rounds, you're like, oh, I've totally got this. Oh, I can see the logic of this. Oh, this is totally brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty, pretty great. What else are you working on, Mom?
I finished the Musselburgh hat by Isolde with the Emily Ochre cast on.
Mm-hmm.
In Lola Bean Thunder and Lightning, and it's great, and it has speckles, and this is going to be a winter hat for me.
Terrific.
Because all I want to ever wear is gray now.
Mm-hmm.
So this works. Genevieve, what else do you have?
Well, I wound Mom's Mother Knows Best Oink Pigments yarn.
Mm-hmm.
Not great timing, but...
It's okay. You'll have another ball to wind after today. Yay. Are you listening, Boston Jen?
Yes.
That's my competitive monster voice. So you wound that.
And it's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay. I am still making some progress down the body of my Theano test knit. This is the pullover with the colorwork yoke on size 0s. However, I don't have that much more to go on the body.
Hmm.
It looks like I have a lot, but I don't actually.
I mean,
because it goes quick when I'm working on it. But the problem with the Vanessa Smith sweater is that it's so much fun, even though it's not a vanilla pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to work on it. Because I was, okay, rewind. Dr. Gemma was waxing poetic in her last episode about the fit desk. Maybe it was 2 episodes ago now. But Andrew and I are trying to move our bodies a little bit more just because it helps with our sleep and our health. And I need to live to be 120 years old so that I can have great grandchildren. And, you know how it goes, Mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to take care of our hearts and bodies. And Gemma was talking about how she can have her appointments going and her legs are wiggling. And not wiggling, she's pedaling.
Mm-hmm.
And she's able to focus and her patients can't tell she's doing it. So it's not like you're wobbling all over the place. And this is not like a high intensity bike situation. It's like a casual stroll.
No, she said that she didn't put the resistance high.
No. So
but
it just,
even with low resistance,
you still get some movement in.
Yeah, she's still pedaling.
So what I've been doing is I can do about 7 miles an hour, it turns out.
Really?
Yeah.
You did 14 because you did 2 7-miles.
Thank you for doing that math for our listeners. Should we throw some numbers out for anybody who's trying to knit while they're listening? So I've been doing about 7 miles a day just because I have other stuff I have to get done too.
And you can knit while you do that.
Exactly. So we got the Fit Desk bike and Andrew and I both looked at the specs on it, because he is on the extra, extra large end of the spectrum.
Tall and big. Mm-hmm.
And I am on the petite end. So this one fits allegedly 4'10 to 6'2. But it runs on the tall side, so he doesn't have any problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to switch out the chair because my legs aren't comfortable on it. Like, I have to sit towards the end of the chair to be able to pedal comfortably. Yeah, so I used a lumbar pillow and it was fine. Because I have all the pillows. Because was 37 the year of supportive pillows or was it 38? Doesn't matter. I've got them all.
Probably both.
Yeah. No, one of the years was the year of heating pads. I feel like 37 was the year of heating pads and 38 was the year. Anyway, so I've been knitting while I'm cycling. So I can still beat Boston Janet Stash Dash and get some exercise in so I can sleep at night and do all the healthy stuff I need to do, get all the good brain chemicals. And so Andrew turns to me after we built it together and heckled all the people who said the instructions were impossible to follow. And I start...
What was that, a Yelp review?
It's a review on the thing. Oh, and they have a 30-day return thing. So you can try it. And if you don't like it, if you're good at returning things, if that's something that's... Because there are some people who know that they're not good at returning things.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, try it at someone else's house. Safely with pandemic stuff, right? So anyway, we set it up. I start pedaling and knitting at the same time. And Andrew just looks at me and goes, I'm never going to get a turn on this, am I?
No.
Because the entire purpose, the entire logic behind it was, I was thinking, if Gemma can do it while she's taking patients, I can 1,000,000% sit in a chair and pedal and knit at the same time.
And you know what else you could do?
Tell me.
You could look at cute puppy photos while you're looking at that. So you get extra happy brain chemicals.
Yes. Genevieve is the master of the good brain chemicals. Yes. She knows exactly how to get them going.
Search on Wikipedia, cute puppy.
On Wikipedia, on Google?
Wikipedia.
Okay.
Type in cute baby animals and it will melt your heart.
It's pretty good.
I was yelling, oh my God, at the screen, and Grimsy was like, you're freaking me out.
I have to show you, a friend of mine is getting a new puppy. All right, Grimsy, do you have anything else?
Yes. I dug out the Rocky Coast cardigan, which is a UFO from a couple of years ago. And I picked up underarm stitches. So the problem with that was the amount of stitches they told to pick up wasn't enough, and it dug into my underarm and was just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, and I looked at my sloper from sewing class and I tried to get the same amount of circumference for the arm's eye. And that was a little bit too much. But I mathed. Also, this doesn't have a regular arm's eye. It has...
A raglan.
So I picked up, instead of six stitches, I picked up multiple of six, 32.
Okay.
So instead of the given stitches that they wanted me to pick up six stitches twice. Also, the instructions are kind of unclear. They want you to pick up six stitches twice, but it reads like just pick up six stitches, which is obviously way too tight. So instead of 12 stitches, I have 34.
But I also don't feel like Hannah Fettig has the same shape of, because we have very full upper arms. I believe that's the language that your sewing teacher used.
Yes.
To describe my arms, and you and I are basically the same shape, just bigger and smaller. And we're like nesting dolls.
Well, yeah.
Basically.
So, and I did about two repeats on the pattern, which is 8 times 2, so 16 rows, and tried it on again, and it was not uncomfortable. Now, I will need to do more decreases, but
you'll be good.
I thought I'd do regular till the elbow.
And then do your decreases from there, yeah?
Yes, because my wrists are really...
Dainty.
Upper arms, not so much.
Full upper arms, full, dainty wrists.
Yes.
We've got it all.
So, and that's that. Do you have anything else, Genevieve?
Yes, I have two more things that I don't think anybody else can piggyback on.
Okay.
I worked on my hat during knitting group.
Mm-hmm.
And I sorted needles at Gramsci's house because she had, like, a big pile that mm-hmm. needed to be sorted. And I sorted half of them. And then on the second half, she came and I would tell her the size and she would put them away.
Excellent. Great teamwork.
Yes, it was excellent.
I found a solution for the bottom of my Comfort Fade cardigan. Mm. Remember how I said I wanted to make it longer mm-hmm. because I have 10 colors in my fade instead of 5, mm-hmm. which means it'll definitely be past my waist mm-hmm. and past my upper hip. It'll actually be longer. And I found a sweater with a swing bottom that I think will be really nice to smoosh into my pattern. So you know how I like to mash up patterns and call it...
hack?
I don't know that it's hack. This is more... Dr. Frankenstein.
Okay. Really.
An elegant Dr. Frankenstein, if you will.
Frankencoat.
Franken comfort cardigan. Anyway, so I bought the pattern because I was scrolling through Instagram this morning and I saw the designer's project and it's basically a t-shirt style top and then it flares out with little... not gussets, but you do increases around twisted ribs, and it looks really good. I'll give you the name of it so that you can link it in the show notes. And then it'll say in parentheses, this is the thing that Jasmine was talking about that she didn't know the name of. Because that's how good our show notes are. But I'm really excited because this is exactly what I was hoping for. Because I was thinking at first, like, one pleat down the center back, but would that be enough? And then I was like, I don't know. But this is going to be perfect. I'm Excellent. Really excited. So that's it for me. Are we good?
No, I have I have something else.
Okay.
I cast on a sock for Andrew.
Just one, though.
And, well, the other one is knitted already.
Oh, okay.
And the deal I have with Andrew is that he tells me what he wants if I tell him what I need done at home.
Mm-hmm.
And he cleaned out my gutters, and payment for that was...
socks.
A pair of socks and a pie.
Mm-hmm.
So... and these are brandy pies?
They're booze pies.
Liqueur pies.
Yes.
And so I need to get on that because he cleaned out my gutters.
Like a year ago.
Before the rainy season.
Yep.
Yeah. So I need to get on it. So I have currency ready to pay. Genevieve, do you have anything else?
Nope.
All right. In that case, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Alrighty, what has had us in stitches this week? Genevieve, have you been wearing anything?
I wore two things.
Ooh, well.
I mean, probably more than you.
Okay. What have you been wearing?
I wore my Hearthstone.
Mm-hmm.
I wear that mostly every week.
Mm-hmm. The Hearthstone hat.
Hearthstone.
The yes. hot pink pullover.
Yes.
Yes. And I wore my zebra socks for half the day, and then I stripped them and didn't bother to put them in the laundry.
You should probably do that.
I did.
Okay, thanks. Gramsci, would you like to go next?
Sure. I wore my A-line skirt, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the Cal King quilt on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the story behind that, it started with a thing from Alex Anderson on Home and Garden TV,
mm-hmm.
Quilting Today or something, and it would... if I could time it right, I would drop you off at school
mm-hmm.
and then rush back
mm-hmm.
and just make it for the show.
Listen, kids, this was before TiVo and streaming, and you had to know when things were on television. And if you missed it, you were out of luck.
Yes.
Back in the dark ages.
Yes. So she had a project with 5 fat quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and I thought, 5 fat quarters is not a big outlay. I can totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
And have a taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a star, some kind of star with diamonds cut, with diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the quilt store and bought 5 coordinating fabrics. And I had gotten the printout
mm-hmm.
of the pattern, and then I made it. And then I thought, okay, this is lovely. Now, where in the house does this want to live? So I walked it through the house
mm-hmm.
and originally thought it would be a table topper.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it here and it didn't want to be a table topper. So I walked it through the house and it wanted to be in my bedroom on the bed.
Okay.
And it was too small. It wanted to be bigger. So I got a few more and put more borders on it.
Mm-hmm.
And still wasn't big enough. So I went in again and I ended up with a Cal King top. So
it's very pretty.
Everyone has tried to steal this quilt.
Yes.
Mom also was nice enough to loan it to us when we moved into our current house because all of our linens and such were
in the
packed.
Wash.
Packed.
Just, moving is the worst. But anyway. Yep.
And the last thing is my Halloween quilt, which is on top, and I need it for extra warmth on my very delicate parts. And that is a stack and whack in a Halloween fabric. So I want to sew everything. I have another stack and whack lined up.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, go with it. Follow the creative oeuvre.
Yes. Okay. And that is all of me.
Okay. We did something super fun, which we're going to talk about in Knits in Space, but it was so chilly that evening, even though it was as hot as the surface of the sun during the day. Hooray for living in the Bay Area. I love that it cools down at night. Yes?
You're right. I forgot I wore my vitamin D sweater.
The vitamin D cardigan.
Cardigan to that occasion as well.
Yep. So I wore my Descent cardigan because it's a nice heavy thing and it matched my t-shirt. And I wore the black rolled brim cloche thing I made in college.
Mm-hmm.
And in retrospect, I should have taken slightly more warm, additional pieces. But we have the whole rest of the summer.
Yes.
All right. And that's it for me. Let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. We'd like to tell you about one of our favorite makers, Little Skein Ann. Ann is a knitter, designer, artist, and storyteller. Little Skein is her shop. She makes beautiful handmade knit kits, hand-dyed yarns, illustrates project bags, and is slowly designing a handmade wardrobe in her San Francisco home studio. She inspires your creativity journey by sharing her own. Her yarn and kits support you to make beautiful things, including a more sustainable and nourishing and equitable world. You can find links to Little Skein along with everything else we've talked about in the show notes.
Alrighty, what events have we got going and coming up?
Well, Stash Dash is being hosted on Discord.
And yes. It runs all of summer vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until August 31st. All right, what's next?
The 2020 Summer Olympics will begin on Friday, July 23rd, 2021. The Tour de Fleece has started and runs until July 18th, 2021.
Fiberworld is hosted July 21st to 25th.
Most excellent. All right, is that it that we've got going on?
Yes.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane Bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our Project Bags totes and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane, along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, in the show notes.
This week, from Mother Knows Best, we are going to talk about knitting for other people. Who have you been knitting for?
I've been knitting for my favorite daughter.
And your favorite son.
I haven't started his thing yet.
Well, you've knit a lot of...
I've knit for him. Oh, yes. Are you talking about the dragonfish sweater?
Yes, that's one of your greatest works of art.
Well, thank you. I'm very flattered that you think so. So Genevieve tried on her fantastic hoodie when it was just the body after I bound off the ribbing to make sure, because she's growing.
Yes.
I grow about an inch every month.
She grows about an inch every time I blink my eyes, like a weeping angel, but growing instead of
weeping,
moving and doing what the weeping angels do. So I took her measurements and we talked about ease and she told me exactly how she wanted it to fit. And then she put it on and then she started tugging at the ribbing, at the hem. And I was thinking about this in terms of other people and knitting for other people and making sure that they get exactly the fit that they didn't know they could get. And part of this is because, which we've talked about, as far as like commercial clothing not fitting quite right, and you just kind of get used to things not being just so. So I watched Genevieve's body language, and she was tugging on the hem of her sweater, and I said, whoa, if you want it longer, I can take out the bind off and make it longer. And she said, yes, please do. So I'm going to add another 2 inches of ribbing to the bottom, and I'm going to sneak in the extra inch of sleeve into the cuff. Good. As opposed to the bigger part of the arm, because I think a longer cuff is, it's just nicer to be able to roll back a nice long cuff and then stretch it out. So I think that's where I'm going to squeak in the extra inch, because I normally add an inch to the sleeves for my kids. And I was thinking about this in terms of not just my children, but other people in general. So if you tug the hem, it's obviously too short. If you see them messing with the neckline,
it's probably too tight.
It's probably too tight. If you see them, like, messing with the sleeves and trying to get the
armpits right.
The armpits might be too tight. If they're fussy, I'm showing, but I'm not telling. I need to like tugging on the bottom. It's a lot of like just observing body language to figure out like, would you like a little bit more room there? And you might end up having to rip it back, but you want to make it just right, right?
Because if somebody's pulling at the sides and they look very uncomfortable, it might be just a bit too tight.
Exactly. Exactly. And the whole idea that like, oh, it's not too bad. It's fine. That's not something you're going to wear all the time and love. And I was thinking about this in terms of like the broader, larger thing, right? And the only exception to this really is sleeves for me, because I want full sleeves in my sweaters, but I always wear them half or pulled up, pushed up to the elbow. I want to have the option of long sleeves. And I've knitted a couple of things with half sleeves, which I really like, or three-quarter sleeves. But really, I prefer to push my sleeves up and have the option of like having long sleeves. I like them to be both at the same time, because I cannot work, even if it's cold, I cannot work with my sleeves all the way down.
Why not?
I don't know. I just can't. I think it's my brain thinking, you know, I need to have space and freedom of movement and nothing encumbering me. Like, ideally, I would work in a tank top all the time because I don't like sleeves at all when I'm working.
Having your sleeves catch on stuff.
Or get wet when you're doing dishes.
It's annoying.
So annoying. So anyway, I wanted to mention that because it was something that Genevieve showed me. And I didn't think about this until... Because when this is going to be really insulting to children, and I'm really sorry to all the children who listen and to my favorite daughter who's sitting right here. It's like a vet. They can't tell you exactly what they want because they don't have the words for it. So you have to look and listen and pay attention to see what it is. If your kid, like Rex, is impervious to the cold, maybe don't knit for them until they get a little bit older, mm-hmm. or until they ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is about that. He asked me to make him a Godzilla sweater, by the way.
I will help with
really?
That. Yeah.
You could have sparkly yarn for the scales.
Okay, let's take this offline and move on to the next segment.
It's when knitting attacks.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
How fareth your knitting?
So, the attack that I suffered was from a year or two or three ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just dealing with it now. So it's the Rocky Coast cardigan. And I knitted one.
And you gave it to me.
Because fit wasn't good.
You might want to try yours on again. You might like the fit of it better now.
I'm sure I don't, because the issue with the fit was it didn't have enough room.
In the hips, that's right.
In the hips. And that hasn't changed.
No.
So, but generally my measurements have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the sewing teacher, every 6 months or so, you should remeasure yourself.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I've given myself more room in the upper arms.
Mm-hmm.
And I also need to take notes on my pattern.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that is that. Has your knitting attacked you?
Nope, I'm good so far, but maybe I'll have some knitting attacks next week because I'm doing some more exciting stuff.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. Keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion, along with everything else we've talked about, in the show notes.
Alrighty, if you are participating in the Tour de Fleece, it is ongoing. I have to find a way of watching the Tour de France so that the kids can get a little bit of scenery, as well as actually doing some spinning myself. I've been in a very knitty place this mm-hmm. week, so I'm hoping to find some inspiration, enthusiasm, and stuff for Tour de Fleece. Remember, if you are spinning, to use the hashtag Team Sasquatch and hashtag Tour de Fleece 2021. Do you have any spinning yet this week?
Not yet, but I brought my drop spindle over to your house
mm-hmm.
because I don't spin by myself.
You're a social spinner.
I'm a social spinner, yes. So my drop spindle is over at your house. And the next time you're spinning, I will join you.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's move on to the next segment. This week for Knits in Space, we have a lot, so strap yourselves in. All right, Mom, why don't you start?
So for the first time in a year and a half, I went grocery shopping, and I had so much fun. And while I was keeping decorum, my heart was skipping and bounding.
Mm-hmm.
So I had so much fun. I was masked, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the grocery store was masked. And I did a bit of grocery shopping. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
My car battery had died.
From lack of use.
From lack of use. And that was a whole production. And Andrew took it in and got it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I'm grocery shopping now.
Mom is doing the errands now. Woo!
Yes.
The other really fun thing.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell.
We had knitting group in person.
Everyone has been vaccinated and is outside their windows.
Yes. So
they're good.
And it was lovely. Having people on Zoom, knitting group was okay, but this was fine. And we got the invitations out a little bit late.
Mm-hmm. But we still had a good group.
We had an excellent group. Small group.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was talking to a friend, and they were like, you know, a lot of conversations going on at once used to drive me to distraction, but I found it really comforting, and like it made them feel better because this hadn't happened in so long. You haven't had enough people in one place to have multiple conversations happening at once.
Yeah.
So it was really, really fun. We ate cake. We ate banana blueberry bread.
We knitted and we talked.
It's going to be so, so good. It was so good. And I'm looking forward to next month already.
The group is called Knitting and Political Discourse.
That's what our knitting group is called.
Did we have any political discourse?
I'm sure we did. We always do. I think we put it up there so that people would know to expect political discourse at knitting. Because we don't shy away from challenging topics. If you can't discuss challenging things with your friends, are they really your friends?
Exactly.
So, but last and certainly not least, we were invited to a Kitchen Cinema event, which we'll link to in the show notes, and Kitchen Cinema did Jaws. And I was asked to tend bar, and...
You offered.
No, she asked me. And I said I'd be happy to. And it was super, super fun. Now, Kitchen Cinema does events, and I think generally they're outdoor events, if I recall correctly. Amy brings her projector and a projector screen and some folding tables and has a tasting menu that's paired, that's themed with the film. And we did, so the Jaws menu was really good, and it's Cantonese fusion cuisine, and it was so good. I ate until I could eat no more. And it was super, super fun. Now, here's the part where we tell you we're biased. We really, really like the owner of Kitchen Cinema. Really, really. And I like that she is anti-racist and actively shares her values and things like that. And one of the things that I particularly liked about this event, aside from the amazing food and one of my favorite movies, is that on the like the breakdown of what was happening and how to where to go and what to expect and all that stuff. So she front loads people who come, which I also love. It's a parenting thing where you tell people ahead of time what to expect so that they know what to roll with.
And mm-hmm.
So everyone's more comfortable, right? Everyone loves a good front loading. But she said, in order to promote a culture of consent, you'll be like basically wear your mask when you're not eating, unless the people that you're standing close to are okay with you not wearing a mask close to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to actively get consent. Anyway, the food was so good.
It was so good.
The food. Yes, go ahead.
The tater tots. Perfect.
There were tater tots on the side of a mussel dish in this really yummy broth.
I think that was my favorite.
Well, we just got the tater tots. She gave...
You got bao as well.
Yes. Four bao.
Yeah.
Delicious.
What are bao?
They're little dumplings with good stuff inside.
Like, you could have breakfast bao if you wanted.
Yeah. And we had bao custom-made for us as a gift from Amy.
One time.
We each got some, and...
Mother's Day.
And we devoured them. They were so good.
I ate two and I was full.
Yeah.
The next
show is Space Jam.
Yes.
And I'll see if that's something that we can share or if she's doing a slow reopening.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly could not... I don't care about Space Jam, the movie. Not at all.
I've never seen it.
It wasn't my... jam.
Wasn't your jam? Okay.
But after having the tasting menu at Jaws, I could care less if she played infomercials the whole time. as long as I got to eat the good food, right?
It was delicious.
Right?
And Amy and Tammy each got, since we were the kids watching Nemo mm-hmm. while everybody else watched a scary Jaws movie.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us a plate of everything, though we didn't get the special oyster stuff. We just got the tater tots.
The mussels, yeah.
Yeah. It was so good. And me and Rex, I mean, Rex wasn't as into the food as I was. He was like,
No, because he ate dinner before.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of late. It's getting dark later. Was.
Yeah, because it's sitting summertime. Outside.
He also eats hot dogs faster than I do, and he also likes hot dogs more than I do.
Yeah, but also Amy's food was so good. Yeah. Anyway, I highly recommend it if you're in the area. Someone sent me a DM on Instagram saying, I have to move to San Jose. All the best stuff happens there, which I kind of agree. So our favorite thing for this week is kitchen cinema. All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Instaham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 picture-perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
How fair is your knitting? Or not knitting, sewing.
Yes.
With the machine thing.
So I'm finding my inspiration and get up and go. And so I'm starting to do stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
And I stitched the first seam on the facing of my leopard print A-line skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm looking at my stuff, I'm thinking, huh, I should have done this. You know, you don't use it, you lose it. And I haven't sewn in such a long time,
mm-hmm,
that a lot of my automatic stuff has kind of gotten forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and I stay stitched all the seams on the shiny A-line skirt that I want to sew. So it's black fabric.
Mm-hmm.
The seam's a denim weave, but it has a shiny finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on the center front of the skirt, where I folded the fabric, it has gotten worn off while it was in the shop.
Mm.
And there is a pale line going down the center front, so I need to figure out what I'm doing with that.
Okay.
I stay stitched all the seams on my shiny A-line skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you only stay stitch the curved seams to keep them from stretching.
Mm-hmm.
But I find my first sewing teacher at West Valley had a stay stitch everything, and I found I can feel the seams exactly and match them.
Mm-hmm. Super fancy.
Which makes for more exact sewing.
Mm-hmm. And sturdier seams.
No?
Not maybe.
Really.
Okay.
I sewed on the interfacing on the facing of this shiny skirt. And I looked at my directions from the beginning clothing construction class at West Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, finish seam allowances with a 3-thread overlock. Well,
did you finish it with a 4? Because you're a rebel.
My serger has 4. So that's what we did.
Stick it to the man.
So far for that, and there should be progress in different places for next week. And it sounds we've come to the end of our seam.
This week we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, Little Skein and the Big Wool, our supporters, but most importantly you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Spotify Podcasts, Pandora Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, Google Play, pretty much everywhere, as Knitmore Girls. If you like our podcast, feel free to leave us a 5-star rating or an excellent review on iTunes. Remember, this is Jasmine,
Genevieve,
and Gigi,
telling you to knit more.